Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey everybody, what's going on? Rob Cesternino back with an Amazing Race exit interview. Today, we are going to be talking to Rich and Dom, the latest team eliminated from the Amazing Race. Very bummed out to see them go because I loved having them on this season of the Amazing Race. And so I'm excited to have the opportunity to talk with them here in just a moment. But obviously, one of my faves, didn't want to see them go out this early. Normally, Jessica Lisa is here with me for the Amazing Race exit interviews. We had a slightly earlier time scheduled with Rich and Dom this morning. So Jess couldn't make it for this one, but she'll be back with me for all of the rest of the exit interviews for the rest of the season. I did have the chance to speak with Jess and Mike first thing this morning here on Thursday as we recap the entire episode. Very fun recap of the Amazing Race 34 episode 4. That should be up by the time you're listening to this podcast. Definitely check that out, in addition to Survivor Know-It-Alls and Real Love Boat coverage, all from CBS Reality Wednesday. You can watch the video of this interview as well up at robhasawebsite.com/YouTube on our YouTube channel. I see that Rich and Dom are on the line. Let's go ahead and patch them in. Hey, Rich and Dom, sad to see you out from the Amazing Race. I really enjoyed getting to watch you both on the show, but I am excited to have the opportunity to speak with you this morning. How are you both doing?
We're grateful. We're happy. We're excited. Yeah. Life is a blessing, whether you're on the race or not on the race. We're just super honored to be right here.
It was such a treasure to be there. And we're very, very grateful. Excited.
Okay. Well, happy belated anniversary, first of all.
Thank you.
Yes. And so it was a really close finish, it seemed like, to us last night between you and Linton and Sharique. Do you have any idea of just how close it was?
You know, that's a great question. We don't know officially because they never shared with us, but
It was very tight.
Yeah, it was a really good race and we were just pushing.
And on screen, if you notice at the end, we didn't actually see them. But when we were doing that final detour and they were doing the other one, they were right behind us. But we were so focused, we had not seen them right there at a certain point. And we said, oh my gosh, had we seen them, that would have like lit something in us possibly. So we didn't know how close we really were, but we were so close.
We were lit just in our own way.
Right. Oh, especially because it seemed like that, you know, for Linton and Sharique, and I know that you are, you know, running your own race, that there was some idea that maybe they might step aside. I was really trying to manifest that, okay, well, maybe they'll say, okay, like, well, we'll take last place.
I was completely shocked when we saw them at the end with Phil and saying if they wanted to continue. I had no clue that happened. And I said, oh my goodness, they would have stopped. I had no clue what's. And we love Linton and Sharique. They're absolutely a lovely father and daughter.
Yeah. So I would just love to talk a little bit about your relationship because it was so much fun to watch on the show. How was running the Amazing Race for the both of you?
It was beautiful. I mean, it was such a great opportunity and it's a great opportunity for everyone, but for us especially because there's so much that we learn during the race. Every single leg, single leg is such a gift. And I'm sure you've heard that multiple times, but it truly is.
And being with each other, you know, we've been together for 3 years, a little over 3 years now. And running the race with this man is amazing. He is so empathetic and compassionate. And that's why I'm with him, because he brings it out in me. And our spirits really align our purpose with bringing love and goodness into the world. And so being able to race around the world with as team love and light and being able to be together and share to the world that love really does win. For us, we feel like we won. We really do because we got this opportunity. So it was so great to be together.
And being able to, there's such a personal journey that happens on the race that only the two couples racing will fully understand. Mm. And being able to explore everything, the hardships, the challenges, the emotions, the understanding our weaknesses and our strengths, and how do we move past that? How do we encourage each other? What new opportunities are there for us to grow?
Yes.
It's so beautiful.
You know, I'd love to know your backstory with how you got to the show. Did you two apply, or were you two recruited for the show? Because I feel like that I would certainly recruit you two for the show, because you two should have your own show.
Oh, hey, well, we love it.
We love it. We're really fans of the show. During the pandemic, we watched the show. The old episodes and seasons, right? So we watched tons of them because, you know, of course, during the pandemic, it was a way for us to, because we love travel. So it was a way for us to like travel and, you know, just vicariously. And I remember saying to him, literally, Rob, I'm not kidding you, it was like one day, I was like, we should apply to the show, you know?
And normally, sometimes I'm like, I don't know, that's a lot of different people to compete against. And she's like, and I know, she's like, nope, we're doing it. Mm-hmm. In her mind, like, so I'm just like, you know what, I'm just gonna agree with you.
And then I said, yeah, and then tell him what I said. I said,
oh, goodness. I know, so we're so filling out the application, and you have to submit a video. And she said, okay, let's do the video right now. And it was literally like 9 p.m. at night. She just pitched this to me. I'm like, can we wait till tomorrow so we're refreshed and we're rested? She's like, no, let's do it right now.
We got our lights, everything.
And I'm just like, what?
We recorded it. Let's just be us. Let's just, you know, ourselves. And they literally reached out to us so instantaneously.
Oh, like, what a surprise. I mean, I can't imagine that. I'm sure they said, like, please, like, we want you so badly that you are on the show. No, just do not ghost us. Yeah.
It's so funny, Rob.
Yeah, I know.
So I want to talk about this chiseling task. Okay. This was a tough task for you to go through, Dom. Can you talk a little bit about it from your perspective of what it was like to work on that roadblock?
Yeah. So we had a hard time navigating at that time, and we had gotten there last. So already you're feeling like really like, oh, this is intense. Right. We get there and I look at into the area where we have to chisel, and it literally looks like everyone is sculpting the art of like God himself. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, this is a hard season.
Yes.
I said, Rob, I thought I had to recreate that. Like, and I'm like, I wasn't trying to be defeatist.
Right.
I was trying to be a realist. And I'm like, that's not my, and I was looking at everyone. I'm like, wow, I didn't know. And everyone's an artist.
Everybody is like, so good.
Everyone's an artist.
Yeah. On the show, the military brothers, when they first got there first, they thought the same thing, because that's what it really looks like. And so that had kind of got me, and I did not want to take a penalty in reality. I did not want to do that. But I'm trying to forward us. And I'm like, I'm just trying to be, honestly, I was like, I'm being honest. I'm being reasonable here.
Yeah.
So that was really what I was going through. And then when you saw me in a lot of pain and tears, what a lot of people didn't know is that unfortunately, my grandmother was passing away while I was on the show.
Mm-hmm.
So I was kind of processing and grieving through a lot. And I was growing in that moment because I've been through a lot in my life. I went through poverty as a child. And so I had to really fight. And so that Michelangelo that we were sculpting was me looking at my imperfections and saying that I could get through this. So I was really going through a lot, and but I'm glad I got through it. And being a motivational person, it's not about being perfect. It's actually about being real and vulnerable and saying we're in this together and we can all push through together no matter what.
Honestly, that sculpting was one of the biggest gifts that we received from the show, as well as just a huge gift in our relationship. Mm-hmm. It was such a powerful moment of humanity, of understanding, hey, look, we are all humans. We struggle through things. There's certain things that we don't believe in ourselves, but we can keep pushing through.
That's right.
And that's just one of those human examples that I think Dom did incredible at. Even though it was so hard, you kept pushing through and you believed in yourself.
So there was a really fun moment, I thought, in the car when Rich is driving and Dom, you're in the back seat. And okay, and so Rich, you're driving away, and you say to Dom, "Hey, I got this. Okay, I have a sense that we're going in the right direction." And Dom's like, "Ah, are you sure about this?" He's like, "You got to trust me on this." Now, you said you got there late, but we didn't see you struggle really in the car. What was now, Rich? Were you right? Do you have like this navigation sense that you can just get to the right direction?
Rob, you know what? Everything is a learning curve and experience. That moment that was captured, that was actually the winning moment for us directionally. Yeah. We did struggle.
Yes.
It was challenging navigating through Florence. Mm-hmm. But that moment, I wish you could see my notebook. It's literally, I just drew a squiggle like up, left, left, right, left, down, you know.
He really did use
that's all I did.
His sensibilities. And in that it worked.
Like a Jedi.
He has a gift, Rob.
Yes.
Richard has a gift. He does.
That was incredible. I love that worked out for you. Now, this was part of the Mega Leg. Correct me if I'm wrong. The Mega Leg, this all took place in one day?
Yes, it did. Yes.
Okay. So how we saw certainly Sharique talk about how tired she was. Just how exhausting was it to complete two legs of the race in one day?
It was pretty exhausting.
Yeah.
I would say it was exhausting to do two legs in a day, but when you're on a race, it's part of the show.
And I must say, because I'm in the health and wellness space and in the fitness space. And so the physical aspect of it, you know, the moving, the running, I mean, I could have kept going, honestly. It's the mental exhaustion is really the big thing. And I even told him, because we went on a mega leg. I'm like, well, I'm glad we went on a mega leg. You know what I mean? Because I mean, it's a leg that is designed to really, really like take you to that place. And although we didn't want to go, we're grateful that it was out with a big bang on a mega leg.
Third
group leaving. Third leg, 3-year anniversary.
3-year anniversary. Yep. Yep. Rich, you were doing the roadblock on putting the Ducati together.
You're tickling me, Rob.
Yes. Yes. And then also the Dom, you were the one who was like, it was sort of like inverted. You were the one sending the positive vibes to Rich when you were putting the Ducati together, in addition to helping Claire and Derek X.
Oh, yeah, that was honestly that moment for me. I'm so glad that they captured that and they shared that with the world, because that moment for me was one of my favorite moments on the entire show. So the Ducati he did, and he's like, I call him my little engineer. He knows how to do it. So it was perfect for him. He was like a kid in a candy store. Sure. He had so much fun. And although we were there a little bit behind, that's when the teams, you know, did catch up there a little bit. Having an opportunity to sit down and to meditate, which I love to do, Rob, was so, it felt good to me. And Richard was receiving my love to him. He was receiving my light. And then with Derek and Claire, I know they're such a great competitive team. And, you know, he wanted Claire to do well. And I wanted us to share in that moment to remember to extend love, and that love gets us through. And when we had that moment and the camera caught it, as soon as we both held hands and I told him to send that love to her, she actually got it.
Okay. You don't know this, but I said earlier today that they need to bring you back for All Stars. Okay. So would you return to the Amazing Race, or if not the Amazing Race, what about the challenge?
Yes. Yeah. OMG. Do you know I am actually a challenge fan and a Survivor
challenge
fan?
CBS too. We need Amazing Race teams. Not enough Amazing Race representation on Challenge One.
You name it. We would be there again. In fact, we would love to be on. We'd be honored, first of all. And we would love to be there.
Kid in a candy store for this one on the challenge.
Yes, yes. Oh, like, yeah, literally, that's physical.
She just loves that.
Okay. All right. And then I saw the pictures that you two were out at the Real Love Boat premiere. How was that?
That was so much fun.
It was fabulous.
That was so much fun.
Great work. We got to spend time with Charo. And I have to say, I had Ezra. And we had, we just
we
had
love
fun.
Ezra.
Yes, Ezra's fabulous. I love her energy. Her and I are like kindred spirits with energetically. Will and James, Derek and Claire. We just, Big Brother was there. Like, we just bonded as just CBS family. And we just loved it. We just had such a great connection.
We need more CBS parties like that.
Yes.
All right. Well, I need you to keep going to the CBS parties and just keep showing up on the reality shows, because you two were so much fun to watch. Okay. So this can't be it. All right. So hopefully we see more of you. Thank you both for being so much fun on the show. Thanks for talking to me.
Thanks, Rob.
All the best outside the show, okay?
Thank you, Rob. Take care, Rob.
All right, take care. So there you have it. Rich and Dom, who I was such big fans of theirs on the show. So very excited to get the chance to talk with them. And we got to find some place to reuse Rich and Dom. They're great TV, and really happy to have seen them on The Amazing Race. Very sad to see them go. All right. That's going to do it for me here today. Of course, you can check out what myself and Jess and Mike had to say about this week on The Amazing Race in our full recap and everything else going on CBS Reality Wednesday, all at robhazawebsite.com. Thanks for listening. Take care. Have a good one. Bye.